We read from 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, so that we may redound in praise and glory and honor the revelation of Jesus Christ, even though for a little while we may have to suffer various trials. We are born anew to a living hope. The convergence of Holy Week and the Jewish celebration of Passover leads me to start this morning with a legend, a story, a fable, if you will, out of Jewish tradition, particularly from the Hasidim. When the great Rabbi Israel, the Baal Shem Tov, saw misfortune threatening his people, he would go to a special place in the forest. There he would light a fire, say a prayer, and the miracle would be accomplished. A generation later, when his disciple was called to intercede on behalf of his people, he said, "I do not know the place, but I know how to light the fire, and I know the prayer, and it must be sufficient." A generation later, it fell to his disciple to intercede for the people suffering misfortune. And he said, "I do not know the place, I do not know how to light the fire, but I know the prayer." And they prayed, and it was sufficient, and the miracle was accomplished. Four generations later, the descendant of the great Rabbi Israel sat in his armchair, head in his hands, speaking to God. "I do not know the place," he said. "I don't know how to light the fire. I don't know the prayer. But I know the story, and it must be sufficient." And it was sufficient. For God made man and woman because God loves stories. Because God loves stories. This is the most storied week in the Christian year. The story that begins with the parade on Palm Sunday. Jesus doesn't help his cause very much in the popularity contest by wrecking the temple the next day. And a couple of days later, he has unfulfilled expectations. They put him on trial. He's crucified. And then a week from this anniversary of Easter, we celebrate the resurrection. A lot of profound and powerful stories. And this day in particular, a story where a celebration, great honor, all glory, laud, and honor come to Jesus, and a few days later, the whole thing turns to trash. Well, we know what that's like. We know what it means to be on top of the world one day, and the next to be walking through the valley of the shadows. And I think the assurance of St. Peter that through the resurrection of Jesus we are born anew to a living hope suggests that even when things turn to trash, there is hope, that hope lives even in the stories. I think of a young woman named Alex Brown, the late Alex Brown. I believe at age 17 had the hope in her life, the great promise of the story of her life turned to trash, and in fact her life ended, largely by her own doing, where in the course of driving from here to there was also sending or receiving a text message, which is as dangerous, and some would argue even more so, than driving while impaired from alcohol or other things. Her family's life turned to trash irretrievably, and she can never be replaced. And yet they have taken it upon themselves to mount something of a crusade involving some relatively prominent people to honor Alex Brown's memory by figuring out a way to remind yourself to refrain from, while driving, also sending and receiving text messages. And these little orange thumb bands are available in a variety of ways. Well, mine doesn't fit on my thumb. I received this at a Texas Tech football game last fall. And instead of wearing it on my thumb, I've put it on the cruise control lever of my car. Because to be real honest with you, before I did that, it was not uncommon for me to be sending a text message, checking a ball score or a stock price while going from the office to the house. Now, and this has been on the car for 6-8 months, it's got about a 98.5 success rate of reminding me not to do that, as if you can't wait until you get to the next stoplight to see how the Cubs are doing. It's a silly thing, and yet a child's life was lost from largely her own doing, which is not even all that uncommon. Young people do crazy things, and most of them do not die. But when the Brown family's life turned to trash, their crusade, which is symbolized by this little orange thumb band, hope lives in the story. And the band says, "Remember Alex Brown." Some good comes of it. Hope lives. It's been 30 years and 2 or 3 weeks since a similar dynamic occurred, where hope lives in the story of one who was done unto by somebody else through no fault of his own and in a particularly horrific way. It's been 30 years and 2 weeks since former Texas Tech student John Hinckley nearly took the life of then-President Ronald Reagan, who was thought at first to be uninjured and then, we learned, was grievously wounded. His life was saved by rather profound intervention of surgeons and doctors. And he went on to continue his presidency for another 8 years. In that same sequence of events, those same few moments, his press secretary, Jim Brady, was actually reported to have died from a gunshot wound to the head and did not, although his life was irretrievably and unalterably changed. The brain injury he suffered was catastrophic, and he lives now, as he has lived every day since then, in a wheelchair with difficulty speaking. And yet, his life is characterized by a crusade. There is a piece of legislation known through shorthand as simply the Brady Bill. The Brady Bill is an effort, a legislative effort, to at least curtail the availability and use of handguns for violence. Now, the politics of gun control aside, my point is that hope lives through the story of Jim Brady, in that his life carries a legacy that is maybe more profound and certainly more prominent than it would have been had he not been so grievously injured. Hope lives in a story of someone whose life was turned to trash in an instant by someone else. And in the collection of stories of this type, we all can find hope, because the world really does change for the better as we enter into an experience, in effect, a resurrection when we walk through the Valley of the Shadows. Arguably one of the most profound events that occurred in the 20th century was the chance meeting in Akron, Ohio in 1935 between Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith, the two co-founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, who simply because they shared a kindred experience of having their lives turned to trash by alcohol, told each other the stories and wrote a few more stories down in what has become for many a kind of scriptural text, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, detailing a 12-step process that has been applied to many other ways of recovering a life that has turned to trash. One of the more interesting ones is among the first stories in the quote-unquote Big Book of AA, where Bill Wilson is reported to have had a conversation with his wife, a conversation in which he expressed a great deal of frustration and futility. "I've been at this 6 months, no one has been helped by anything I have done," he said. To which his wife responded, "That's not true. You've helped one person. That person is you. You only get it by giving it away." And the process of spiritually understanding that the walk through the Valley of the Shadow is followed by an inbreaking of sunshine is told over and over and over again in the stories of those whose lives have been recovered in that way. And that is simply another of many analogous ways that hope lives in the stories of our lives. Each religion has a central symbol, a Star of David, a lotus, a crescent moon. The constitutive symbol of the Christian faith is a cross, which in its day and in its time was an execution machine. The cross is a symbol of death that paradoxically proclaims hope. For it is to the cross, on the cross, and from the cross that in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, God declares, every time we retell the story, and this is a week of retelling the whole story, that there is no dark so profound, no depth so deep, but what God cannot turn it to hope. Hope lives in the stories of one who doesn't know the place, cannot light the fire, doesn't even remember the prayer, but in the story itself, in the memory of the story, and the walking through, honoring those whose stories are told, hope lives, and we are born anew to a living hope every new day. Amen.